I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Oh, my God. It was so hot yesterday.
Beautiful out at the beach.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Oh, did you get it surfing?
No. I picked up trash.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I saw an Instagram post from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a gorgeous day down there.
Really?
How did it go?
Really well. I mean, I picked up trash.
Did you fill a whole bag?
End. Yeah.
Was there just tons of it? That's
no, it wasn't as bad as you'd think. I mean, it wasn't
People
great.
People are just more conscious of it?
I think that someone's already doing it.
Oh.
I think that it's clearly they have people out there doing that regularly.
Right.
But there were tons of little pieces of plastic.
Mm.
So I was sort of...
You're kidding.
I found spots where I just started picking up little broken pieces of plastic.
It's almost like you need a sifter or something.
You know?
You had sifters.
Yeah.
Did you really?
I didn't bring one, but yeah, you could have used that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Alden was using one of them.
He was, yeah. And I noticed, let's see, Vinny wouldn't... We went sort of to the left side where the Surfrider tent was.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed people coming from the right side were bringing back a lot of plastic water bottles on that side.
Disheartening knowing what's floating out in the ocean.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, this is a... spring break is a time when people go out to the beach. And they go out to the beach and treat it shabbily. I don't know any other way to put it. They show up, they drop their garbage, and then they split and go home. And it's the same tourist mentality that you see around the world.
Mm.
So it's not, I'm not even blaming, you know, some person in Walnut Creek that showed up at, name it. We read this stuff all the time about the most beautiful places in New Zealand are being stomped to smithereens because tourists are showing up in droves.
Mm-hmm.
They're being attracted by the country itself, who wants the tourist dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, people aren't really prepared to handle the...
impact.
What's coming.
Right.
And
it's
frankly...
It's just so sad that people just would be... You know, you want to go to this beautiful place, but then you have no compunction about
it, right.
Leaving trash behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, reminds me, you guys had mentioned, I'd never seen the scene because I haven't watched Mad Men, but you said they stood up after after their picnic, and he just shakes the blanket off into the bushes.
And that was the 60s.
Right there in the grass.
Right.
That was the 60s in America. That was why they had to...
Have that crying Indian?
Start a campaign about trash.
Right. America the covered in trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's
give a hoot.
Don't pollute.
That's right.
So,
help,
yeah.
Please spread the word. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
And that's why sometimes when you see people out at the beach and they're not as welcoming as you'd like, when you go, God, the locals sure are bitchy, it's because they go, man, you show up here and you do burnouts on our streets right in front of our homes and you use our hose? This isn't your house.
Right.
What are you doing? And then you leave your trash. You just empty your crap out of your car onto the street or into the sand and split.
God, why do we suck so bad?
Well, it's pretty normal. So I'm not trying to preach. I'm just saying it's just, so yeah, you go out there and you're picking up bottles. And
when I pulled up this morning, I parked, we've got so much construction going on. The parking's very sparse these days. But I pulled up across the street and someone had their fast food stuff that they just put, like, obviously you're probably eating in your car and then you open up your car door and you just dump all your fast food stuff.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Like, and you know what?
There's trash cans everywhere.
There's a garbage can right there.
Right.
Ah, it's so gross. And I always feel like, I hope someone doesn't, just that I had a park there and I wasn't, you know, I'm not going to pick up someone's grossness. And although maybe that's the wrong thing to say in a microphone, but, you know, it's 4 in the morning and I'm trying to get in the building because I'm afraid. But Ugh. I just hope no one thinks I did that.
Right. You have to kick it out into the street, Uzi. Kick it over to someone else's car. That wasn't mine.
Anyway, so it was a really nice day. Entercom, as a company, went out. What's the campaign's name? One Thing, One Day? We were all out there. Our big boss came, which is so nice. You know what? I love that guy.
Who, Greg?
Yeah. He showed up. He put his face... Not only did he show up... He picked up a bucket and went out into the sand and picked up trash.
Yeah.
I don't want to badmouth anybody, but for a long time, we didn't have that type of support from the top office.
Right.
He really likes us, too. It's good news.
It is good news. And I've really grown to love Greg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He puts his money where... Puts a company's money
where his mouth is.
Yes.
Now he wants...
And I appreciate that.
He wants it to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good little thing going right here.
Yeah.
So
and he gets that.
Everybody was out. Everybody picked up trash. You know, there were photo ops, obviously. Mm-hmm. You can look at Alice's Instagram, and there we are.
It sounded like a really fun time.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely gives you pause to think, too. Like, you know, if it wasn't for people who are doing their one thing.
Right.
You know.
Well, and they teamed up with Surf Rider Foundation, which I'm a member of, and I'm... They do good work. They're always out there. And that's the thing about all this stuff is there's we do need groups that keep an eye on things regularly because I don't have the time.
Well, you know, we're busy living our lives, so it is nice that there are people who are, you know,
dedicated
taking one more step further to
do
their
small part.
We met some lady, and she seemed like had a big title, Vinny. I don't even know. She's like an EPA lady that was on... her day off walking the beach to see what was going on, and she caught us, and we're like, hey, blah, 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 and then I'm like, oh, you want to talk to that lady there? Rebecca, come over here. Talk to this lady. See what you guys can work out.
So funny.
Me and Vinny are going to read Vinny walk away.
We're going to keep cleaning.
Well, but before she walked away, she's like, so can I get a picture of you guys, you know, doing... Mm-hmm. And I just think, man, we never know where this stuff's going to end up. But sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Let's do it.
Well, now you're on the EPA's website.
Exactly.
Good job, guys. And why not?
I hope that's where that ended up. That seems safe enough.
Or on her Facebook, yeah.
Sure, whatever. It's fine.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. So will you walk away and go, whatever, I can't.
Right. There's so many pictures of us out in the world. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
At least you have your clothes on. That's that's the important part.
Exactly right.
If your face is in the picture, your clothes are on. Funny. Oh, my God.
Until our picture ends up at some rally for something super negative where we're like, what?
Yeah. We had nothing to do with that.
We were picking up trash. What do you mean KKK?
Oh, my God.
What?
Jesus. That's the worst of
all. Well, of course it is. That's what I mean. I'm just saying, there we are like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
We don't know
you,
but sure. Mm-hmm. Wherever you post us, it's fine. Bye.
That's funny.
Oh, man, I was just in the temps. High of 88 degrees today.
I know. It's crazy. Like the inland play. Morgan Hill, I heard, like 88, 89.
Ooh, so
Santa Rosa.
Yeah.
Napa.
Yesterday when I got home, I had to take the van that needed to be repaired, that got repaired, that needed to go back to get re-repaired.
Because
your
panels aren't lined up, man.
It's a brand new car.
It's been out
I felt like
sun.
A bitch, but I brought it back, back
you have
there.
And,
but when I got in it was over 90 outside, like, you know, the outside temp, outside temp at my house, over 90.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday. Now, I know that's like sitting in the sun,
so maybe that
was a little higher, but still hot.
It was funny because yesterday when Bryn comes home, we had to cut the Johnny Mosley podcast yesterday.
So, how's that?
Shame. Great. He's great.
So
easy. Yeah. Hooman came by and he had a little, he did an interview with Sting.
Mm-hmm.
And who did?
Hooman did.
Ah.
And he...
weeks ago.
Yeah, weeks ago. I guess the tickets for the Sting stage, there's a stage show with Sting's music.
Not till October?
Right, so the tickets don't go on sale for a while, but he did the interview because they watched the preview, and he had asked a question about Johnny Mosley to Sting, so he played the clip for Johnny.
Cute.
And there was, I don't know if you guys remember the game, Who is... Whom, and he would say, do you know who I am?
Uh-huh.
And people would either, and we'd have to guess yes or no. Mm-hmm. So we did it kind of like that. And I won't tell you the answer because I want you to listen to the podcast. But so Bryn, I pull all the way in on my driveway past my electric charger, and Bryn pulls behind me and uses my charger. We have the same kind of car. Mm-hmm. So because he had to come up to my house, he always uses my charger. And as we were switching back, I get in the car. It's like 400 degrees in the oven. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I don't know what he's doing back there.
I had to disconnect
dawdling,
the cable.
Dawdling, checking
the,
around.
The car's
he's like talking to my
some.
Neighbors, patting dogs.
Right.
I'm like,
I start waxing
car, like,
my car.
Hurry up!
Checking my tire pressures.
So hot. Always funny. But yeah, I mean, you know, a car is no joke. Don't leave your babies and dogs in there.
Yeah.
Right.
This is the time of year when that starts. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So you guys had a good podcast.
We did, and you guys had a good beach cleanup. Mm-hmm. That's
and
good.
I got the van dropped off at the place for the... I hate going back to people like that. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude.
No kidding.
It's like you screwed it up the first time, and now I'm back here.
Well,
and
no,
now
they,
you're probably pissed at me now.
Right.
They fixed the Mercedes because that's the car that got hit by somebody with the missus in it when she was pregnant.
Oh, right.
Oh, that one.
Right. So
God,
that,
I feel like you've had three incidents.
Dude, it's been, I feel like I'm all caught up, and then just a bunch of cream crap happens to me. Lands in my lap. So
and not from the baby either.
Oh, God. So anyway, I went right back to them because they did a great job with the first car that got wrecked. And this time they didn't. And I was just bummed because I was thinking, I don't have time for this. I should just leave it. Who cares? It's just a van.
It's a
just
brand
a kid's
new car.
Car. But right. Ultimately, I went, that's BS. You know what? No. Mm-hmm.
You but did he tell pump, you something about
you could push quarters through the gap that was there.
Yeah. That's insane.
I know. I just went, you know, I'm going to accept this because I'm being lazy. Or I'm going to go back there and hand it. And so I went back, and he was super cool. And he goes, you know what? These are big, one big piece that slides, you know, like sort of in these, I don't know.
Slots?
Anyway, he's,
brackets
yeah,
or
slots,
something,
exactly.
Right.
And he goes, frankly, we did a bad job. So redo it. That's all.
Good for him.
No big deal.
That's great.
And I was like, okay. And he goes, we can have it done tomorrow. I go, take 2 weeks. Just get it
right.
Yeah. I don't want to come back ever. I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I don't want to.
I don't want to
be here now. I got stuff to do. Mm-hmm. Right. Gotta lose 15 pounds before June.
Well, keep going out in the sun and you'll sweat it off.
Is that your goal?
Well, yeah. That's the goal. If I can get to 10, I'd be happy. I can't go buy a new suit with this gut. I'm not doing it.
So what did you decide? Are you going to wear the suit that you have? Because you have the blue one. Right?
No, I'm going to go get a new suit. I have to wear
is this
a
for your
dark
wedding?
Gray suit. Yes.
Oh.
Oh, dark gray.
A dark gray suit.
Ooh.
That's what I'm being told.
That'll be nice.
That will be nice.
So do you know
charcoal.
Her colors yet?
I think the bridesmaids are navy.
Ooh. So that's the color I was.
It's really pretty.
Maybe
what do you
I
mean,
should wear.
Why not?
Because I've been shopping for a navy blue dress. You know,
get it.
I love navy blue. Mm-hmm. I wore navy blue the other night. So
yes,
that's
wear
like,
navy
you look
blue
great
now.
In navy blue.
Is that navy blue?
It is.
It's sort
well,
of a
more royal.
Royal blue.
All right.
Dodger blue. Ooh, did I say that?
Oh, God.
I did not say that.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You look great
so
in blue,
anyway,
though.
So it's my favorite color. So, okay, so it's okay if I get a navy
of
blue
course,
dress?
Of course, absolutely. Okay. It's completely
you'll
casual.
You look great in the pictures.
Yeah, I'll look like one of them. I was part of the bridal party.
Yes.
You look great out at the beach yesterday, I thought.
I was dying yesterday.
What do you mean?
I'm dying right now.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm just so sick.
Oh, I know. So Yuzi came in yesterday with a cold. We were listening to you hack when we were in the office, too. Well, and he's like, there's a cough.
Well, I hate to be gross, but I'm trying to get it all out, spit it out.
Oh, yeah. Get it out.
Because, you know, the more you get that green stuff out, the better. But I'm just having a hard time just breathing. But I didn't wear makeup today because I was dripping today. So I was like, forget it. I'm just
dripping sweat?
Yes.
So you have a fever?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know what? I'm fine. I'm here. And Bryn has to leave a little early today because he's got to be somewhere. We shouldn't say that. We should say that off air where
yeah,
he's going.
Well, right? I will say that Hooman also has a...
they have a date?
They have a date.
Well, that's
so
a
we
little...
Can, we can all assume.
Okay.
But it's funny because we had to switch our cars around this morning,
you.
Too.
It's not you, Bryn. It's me.
How's that have to do with anything when you guys...
I don't know. Mm. Just a date. Just a special date.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm working on his back.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, are you going to walk on his back for him?
Give him some back therapy.
Oh, I'll do it.
That'll be great. He'll love that.
You know, because I'm nice and light, you know, I can stand on his back and walk on it.
Oh. Mm.
Have you lost some weight or something?
No, I did. I did when I was going hard, when I was closing all those rings. I lost a bunch of weight, actually.
And then what, you stopped for 2 days and put it all back on?
You know what? I haven't put much weight on, but I've definitely gotten softer since I stopped working out. It's just, you know, goes
it's a
like
real
that.
Commitment, man. You have to keep on doing it.
And that's
what sucks. It's too bad you can't, like, work out, get to the point you want to be at, and be like, okay, I'm done.
I
finished it.
Well, when you're like young, you can. Mm-hmm. I think that I had, you know, times where I
But you
I
probably
was able
couldn't
to...
have put weight on if you wanted to when you were young.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could have eaten anything times 100 and been like, I just can't keep it on. Mm-hmm. But you hit a point, and it's funny. It's funny because kids don't know that. They think, oh, yeah, my brother, a beanpole, right up until he wasn't. Mm-hmm. You know? It happens.
Your brother.
I know. Happens around, like, mid-30s.
It hit me in my 40s, but
yeah, I think my
40s. When
40s.
You came back here, you were almost 40.
I was in great shape.
You were tiny. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, he's skinnier than ever.
But it's all about, you get in a relationship, that's where it happens to you.
Well, you're just like, I love you so much, let's eat something.
Well, that's not it.
I think my brother was a beanpole.
I never once said, I love you so much, let's eat something. Never.
I'll eat for you.
As soon as my brother got married, that's when he put on weight because she's such an excellent cook. So it's just eat.
Well, it's also that.
Well, and you're not in hot pursuit of someone.
You hang around, you go to do things with other people where you sit.
And you wind up eating.
And then you also, I mean, I used to just get up. I love to go exercise and do my thing and run my day. And now I'm checking in. What are we? Gaga? Oh, soccer today, huh?
I'll be here under
baseball
the baby.
Baseball today, huh? Oh, this stuff today. All right. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Speaking of your brother, did he go get his first beer?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't talk to him yesterday. I mean, at the point where I would have known. But
He won free beer for a year.
He did. He got a free beer a day for a year from Mosley Sports and Spirits. So I'm sure he'll take advantage of that. Shame.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I think we talked about going to Mosley's on Wednesday night. Because my brother and I and my sister-in-law, we're alone, just the three of us, on Wednesdays. Because John and Sean have stuff
to do. Oh, so sushi just lost customers.
Well, we always mix it up between, there's about three places that we go to regularly, and occasionally we try to squeeze in someplace else, but the food was good on Saturday night when we went to the grand opening thing, and it was, I thought, well, I would like to sit down when there aren't 5,000 mm-hmm. people in here.
Right.
Crammed.
Oh my God, it was so claustrophobic. Just
yes.
Too many people.
What kind of food are they serving? Burgers and stuff?
It's, you know, it's sports bar food. Mm-hmm. So they have wings, a few different levels mm-hmm. of hotness, and then they had a pulled pork sandwich that was delicious. I just had a little slider of it, mm-hmm. and I thought, well, I'll come back for that. I would like that. And pizza. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. So maybe we'll try that, because I'm sure he's going to want to go in and get his free beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, because I always think that when people start some new endeavor, like, they're so into it, and they're like, Johnny was so into that party on Saturday night, like running around behind the bar, on top of the bar, just talking everybody up, so into it. And yesterday I saw him. He's like, yeah, I'm going back today. I'm like, God, I wonder how long that will last. Like, it's a business, you know? Mm-hmm. It's going to turn into work. So
well,
I don't know
that's,
if he'll...
he's working. That's his job. He's the face of the thing, the name of the thing. There's people running it.
Sure.
He's not running
absolutely.
It. Right. But I'm sure that when they made their deal, they were like, look, you're handsome. And you're world famous, and we need your name.
And you need to be in here.
Right. So you come do that part. Right. We'll worry about the food,
just
the
come
money,
play a couple games of pool.
The hiring, the staffing.
Right.
Yeah. Day-to-day stuff.
You know.
Right.
Good for him.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's great. And smart for the person who's, you know, she had the space, and then it was Tamil Pie, a second location of that, the one it's actually hugely popular in Mill Valley. This is just a tough space. And so she opened a Tamil Pie there, and it just didn't do what she wanted, I guess, because she said, hey, Johnny, let's put something together.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm actually, and also there were so many people in there, I couldn't see, like, apparently there's all kinds of custom decor in there and just custom stuff everywhere. So I want to just go there when I can walk around and
enjoy
put
it.
My arms out to the side.
I wonder if he put his gold medals on display.
He did not. We've actually talked about this. So I think that he just doesn't want anything to happen to them. Well, so maybe they'll occasionally be on
perhaps
display there.
Perhaps he can do replicas.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that is what Bryn said. Just like get something made up. Because I was like, what? You're like, I want to go there and see your gold medals.
It's like, oh, I don't know. I'm afraid.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave them there.
Nobody knows it's going to be a replica.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Well, he'd have to put them
under glass or in some kind of case.
Up high.
Right.
Where they're unreachable.
And no one could touch them.
And then they're so small that it wouldn't be. Because you realize if drunk people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to climb up on top of that.
I'll break that thing and get into it. And before someone walks up and goes, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
I'm completely destroying your place. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize until you just now came over to me. It's crazy. All right, KLC, KLC, HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. Get her done Tuesday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.